Up next, we got Nolan Hogan's boy. Nolan, you want to introduce your boy?
Yeah, this is a great good friend of mine, buddy Seth Stevenson. He's played baseball with me at Hayes, just committed to Tennessee this summer.
Yeah.
So please welcome Seth Stevenson.
Turn it up,
What's
Seth.
What's up, Hoagie?
What up, B-Bo?
Hoagie.
Hoagie.
That's old school.
How y'all doing?
That's what we're talking about.
We're doing great. Hey, Seth, real quick, first off, the accolades, first team All-District in 25-6A. I got to say, when you're playing teams like LT and Westlake, you know, being first team All-District is a big deal. What are your memories from senior year?
We all kind of grew up with each other since middle school, even elementary school, so playing alongside the same dudes all the way up to senior year was really something special.
Yeah, that was a fun experience playing all those 4 years under with the same guys and getting a lot of quality bonding time every week.
And, you know, I feel like in terms of baseball, I mean, really, like, the most coverage, obviously, is going to be, like, Lake Travis, Westlake. But, I mean, I was talking to Nolan earlier. I mean, Hayes really has some big-time baseball players. Baseball is really a sport that's kind of slept on in that area. We were talking about Granger Studdard
when I was in high school.
So just talk a little bit about, like, kind of the slept-on talent over in your area.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think our senior team, even our junior team, really, I feel like we could have competed with anyone across the state of Texas. I think our junior year, like, Lake Travis beat us 2 walk-offs, and we were right there with them. Of course, they had guys like Jimmy Lewis, Brett Beatty on the mound that were kind of dominant. But other than that, we could hit with anybody, and we could play with anybody, I felt like. We just got cut short our senior year. To San Antonio Reagan. That was another good program.
Yeah, old Reagan is cold-blooded, bro. Man. Okay. Seth Stevenson on the phone. By the way, former Hayes now with Tennessee. But real quick, let's talk about Temple. What was your experience like at Temple?
It's good, and I just want to make it clear, I am still at Temple.
You are? Okay.
I'm going to be here one more year, yes, sir. And okay. It was really a good experience. It still is, obviously. But coming into Temple, I was just ready to get to work. I knew junior college was going to be a grind, and my coaches had kind of told me that you get in, that, like, however I come in with whatever mindset is what I'm going to get out. And I just came in ready to get to work and ready to get better, and they did that. They really developed me into a better player.
Yeah, you're talking about that work always you're putting in over that JUCO. I see you tied second place for triples when the season was cut. Do you think you could have pulled out the dub on that?
I don't know. I mean, God willing, I think so. I was on track for sure, but we kind of had set that goal before the season even started. Actually, the triples was if I got the ball in the gap that I was going to get 3 bags, and
that was
our goal before the season started. So it was kind of cool that it actually happened.
Who is this, Trey Turner?
Seth got those wheels on him.
Okay, I see. All right, shortstop.
I like Trey Turner.
That's my bro, dude. I love Trey. That's my favorite baseball player. So anyway, all right, Seth. Okay, so Seth, real quick. We were researching your Instagram, you know, for research for the show. Do you know my homie Andre Jackson? Used to go to Anderson.
Oh, that's my best friend. He's actually my roommate right now.
What? Shut up. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Dude, Andre is my family, man. Action Jackson, number 6.
My bad. Cut out for a minute. What was that?
No, I was just like Action Jackson, number 6. Because, you know, you.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy. We've been playing together since we were like 14. So, okay. Yeah, he just came to Temple. He's my roommate.
Random.
So real quick, talk a little bit about the Tennessee offer and how that opportunity really kind of came together for you.
Well, I kind of left the recruiting up to my coach. I knew I was over this last summer, my phone started to ring. I started to get some calls and some offers. It was a blessing. And Tennessee had actually called me. So we went to celebrate my dad's birthday in Louisiana, which was mine and his race of fish. He actually called me for the first time on his birthday. So ever since then, it was me and my mom kind of thought that was a sign that was the place to be. And then as soon as they offered, it was a brainer. that's where I wanted to be, so took it.
Yeah, that's a Tennessee is a great place to be with a lot of talent going there. The number one class 21 point guard just committed there this today, I think. And
I saw that.
Gonna have a lot of hype coming to Tennessee.
Okay,
sure.
Volunteers. Okay, we gonna put on for that other orange. Okay.
All right.
Nah, Seth. No, man. Blessings for you coming up in your final season at Temple and beyond. And we'll stay in touch, Seth. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Shoot, first off, I'll shout out God because none of this would be possible without him. And shout out my boys, shout out my mom, always there, and shout out the city because that's where I'm from. I'm going to put on.
That's what's up.
Put on for the 512.
Yeah, I thank y'all for having me.
Seth Stevenson, RPND forever. Hayes, Tennessee Temple, sure. He do that. Baseball diamond. Trey Turner look alike. No. Seth, thank you, man. Appreciate you.